Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pin Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the top niches on Pinterest. I want to say niches. I tend to go back and forth, so if that's annoying to you, I'm really sorry. But you always hear the riches are in the niches. And we are going to be talking about that on Pinterest. Why? Because I see a lot of people share their experiences with Pinterest marketing, and it almost always involves this amazing screenshot followed by, I just created this new course for you. However, before you fall in love with that screenshot, I want you to know that this is the number one question you should ask back. Can you tell me what niche you're in? See, interchangeable already. And the reason you ask is because you want to be able to evaluate if your niche will get you the same type of return as their niche. So I'm going to cover the top niches on Pinterest right now, the ones that are getting the majority of the traffic. But when you listen, I don't want you to think like, well, I'm not in that niche, so I guess I'm not going to get a lot of traffic. What I want you to do is compare your traffic to your niche, to your people. Because that is how you can really accurately set your barometer of what you can expect when it comes to growth. In fact, just recently, we had a question on Instagram. If you follow us over there, we're doing Q&A Tuesday. We love it. And we love it because we get to hear from you. We get to hear what questions are in your head, what things you're wrestling through. And somebody said, I want to know how I can massively grow on Pinterest. 100%, million-dollar question. I do too, right? But it's important for you to know what your current numbers are so you can evaluate what your current growth rate is. Because somebody else can say to you, I grew 10% month over month all throughout 2023. Okay, well, what niche are you in? Tell me more about who you're targeting. If I was to compare my business, which is B2B, business to business, to somebody else who's doing B2C, that would be crazy of me to even put myself in the ring and compare numbers with that person. Because right off the bat, we are targeting a totally different type of person. So if you understand what the top niches are, then you're able to go into any kind of conversation, any kind of evaluation of a course, wondering, can you help me figure out how this will work for my niche? Or do you only specialize in food, in home decor, or what have you? Okay, before we dive in, I want to remind you of this, and I try to remind my podcast listeners every week because sometimes people are new. If you're new here, welcome. We're so delighted that you're listening. Simple Pin Media, first and foremost, is a Pinterest marketing agency with one goal: make your Pinterest marketing easier. Whether it's our done-for-you services, are done with you services, and that includes ads and organic, or our DIY products in the Simple Pin shop. Our commitment is to help you get on Pinterest the right way so it can deliver up the results that you need in your business. If you're unsure of which service or product that you would like to purchase of ours, book a discovery call with our team and we can guide you in the right direction. We believe that no one should be left confused when it comes to Pinterest, so let us help you bring some clarity today. Go ahead and book a discovery call with us.
You're listening to the Simple Pin Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Okay, top five niches on Pinterest. So the top ones are home decor, DIY and crafts, food and drink, fashion and beauty, and travel. So let's tackle home decor. Why does it do well on Pinterest? Because pinners are driven by inspiration and essentially this dream-worthy content as to how their living spaces can look. I once was working with a contractor who was, I can't remember what part he was doing for us. We did an addition and we did our kitchen. And I told him what I did. And he's like, I love Pinterest because whenever a client opens up their Pinterest account, I make more money. And I was dying. I'm like, of course, because people see these amazing home decor ideas on Pinterest and they're like, I want that. Now, I want you to understand a few things. We've worked with interior designers. We've worked with people that help design, like they have kind of a packaged design. And then we worked with people who generally just help people kind of maybe zhuzh up, if you will, what they already have, how to do a refresh of your bathroom or how to do a refresh of some other things that you have in your house. Even within home decor, all three of those elements I just mentioned, whether it's interior designer, whether it's buying the design that's pre-built, or whether it's just judging up things, those will all three have different results. It is so much different for an interior designer to get movement on Pinterest because two things are happening for them over there. One is their clients are using Pinterest as inspiration. So they're collaborating with them, looking at their Pinterest account. Now, if they're going to use it for marketing, that's a little bit different because they have to showcase what they have done. They have to do these photo shoots. They have to show the elements of how they can design a space. And then somebody has to book a call with them. It's a service-based home decor element. Whereas this other one here on the other end that is more like a home decor DIY version allows people to purchase affiliate products or to read blog posts. And even within this top niche, you're going to get completely different results. Somebody who is a DIY home decor person is not going to be able to share their Pinterest strategy with somebody who's interior design. Because the interior design person does not want a DIY person. They are looking for somebody totally different. They want somebody who's ready to outsource. They want somebody who's ready to sign up for a package with them. And so the lead time for the interior designer is going to be so much longer than a quick win for the person who is doing DIY home decor. So I really want to bring that home that even though it's a top niche, we have several layers to it. Video content is huge for this. Anywhere in the home decor space, what the pinner wants to see is they want to see their own space in this particular video. And we have heard from several of our Pinterest marketers who are in the home decor space that sometimes, not always, text overlay is not helpful on home decor. Images that don't have any text overlay tend to do better because people can see the whole room or the whole yard or the whole house in context. Whereas if somebody's doing kind of affiliate content, home decor, DIY home decor, they will trend towards the text piece because the person who is looking at this beautiful image with no text might need context to know like this is a DIY project. This is not a hired out project. So those are just some differences there in that top niche. The second top niche is DIY and crafts. So this does well on Pinterest because DIY projects are inherently really shareable and they resonate with a creative audience. So people turn to Pinterest not just for ideas, but they also come for step-by-steps. I don't know how many times I've seen videos of people putting in a backyard fire pit. I'm pretty sure I have a board about backyard ideas. That's one of my secret boards. And I've looked at backyard fire pits. I'm mesmerized by them every time, like every single time. So if you are doing DIY projects or you're doing crafts, video is going to be an important component for you because people want to see that you potentially have an easy to follow tutorial. They can see beginning to end. It's almost like those HGTV like reveals, you know, how this whole house like gets this complete remodel in an hour. The video on Pinterest is less than a minute 30 and you think it's going to take you pretty much a minute 30. So people love that. They love things that are approachable. So definitely come at it from this perspective of you want to show the ideas coming to life. That is why DIY and crafts just do so well. And it can be for adults, for children, for kids with special needs. Like there's a lot of opportunity to branch out in this DIY and craft space. Number three, which I think we've all used Pinterest for this, is food and drink. Why does it do well? Obviously, food visuals are highly engaging, very similar to DIY and crafts. You watch those hand videos and people making a casserole in less than, you know, 30 seconds. It feels approachable. It feels like you can do it. Now, an important distinction that I think is really, really important to make is that food and drink can fall into lots of different categories. You have people who maybe want more of this bon appetit, like really detailed, really geeky when it comes to food and food creation. And they are going to tend towards the longer recipes, the ones that have beautiful photography, something that is very like an aspirational piece, right? And then you have people in the food and drink space that want something that's every day. They want to pop onto Pinterest at 4:30. They're looking for 5 ingredients or less. They really want to know if they can make it. And this is a really good reason why, and I don't know why this is coming up again. People have asked lately about rich pins. Rich pins give an extra element of data to your pin. And when it comes to food and drink pins, they list out the ingredients. These ingredients also come up when people are searching for particular things. I highly recommend you leave this on if you are in the food and drink space, because this helps the pinner qualify if they want to click to learn more. And when they click to learn more, they stay longer on your website, which is what you want, because then they know that you are the person that's going to give them this amazing recipe. I love video content for food and drink, cooking demonstrations, recipe highlights, anything that has clear instructions, step-by-step details. I think food bloggers, I've said this over and over again, have one of the hardest jobs. I don't know how they do it, because there's so many, even DIY, I'll say this too, but food styling and video food styling and coming up with these recipes, like it's pretty intense, right? So if you're going to spend all this time really doing a recipe right, then make sure that what you're using in your creatives for Pinterest really hits it home when it hits the platform. All right, the fourth top niche on Pinterest is fashion and beauty. I have gone to Pinterest many times to search for swimsuits, jeans, whether it's a season, winter, fall, spring, summer, whatever. People love to look at Pinterest for style and beauty ideas. One of the biggest missed opportunities I see in beauty, especially, is people really not... They talk a lot about their products on like Instagram, but they don't translate that into Pinterest to talking about the benefits, talking about why this particular soap or oil or cream or whatever is really good. And if your audience is in a certain demographic, over 40, 20, whatever it is, use that, leverage that in your descriptions, in your text, so that I'm not just seeing this beautiful spa bathroom, but I know why I might lean into this particular soap, whether it's fights acne or fights fine lines or whatever it is. Beauty especially might trend towards using text overlay a little bit more than fashion. Fashion, people kind of want to see the whole look. They want to see somebody on the street. They want to know how to style something. Video, again, is great for makeup tutorials and even like fashion lookbooks. So fashion is an interesting one. We've had some clients who do fashion really well on Instagram, and it hasn't always translated to Pinterest. It's been a little bit perplexing for us. But I think there is a way to continue to like pivot and change up tactical things that might get you seen more in the feeds, especially if it's seasonal or if it's event-based. The last one, and this one I would argue is the most booming one as of late coming out of the pandemic, is travel. Travel content inspires wanderlust and exploration, like people just wanting to get out there. I had the opportunity and the privilege to travel to Portugal last May. If you ever get a chance to go to Portugal, it is incredible. Like the whole country, we were able to go from Porto all the way down to the Algarve. It was amazing. And a lot of what we did to plan for our trip was Pinterest. My friend who I was traveling with, we created our Pinterest boards. We put them together in a group board, and we were able to share our pins, and then we would get together for the evening and we would figure out where we were going to go. And there were so many great tips and blog posts that people had created. And some of them led to blog posts and then they led to YouTube videos. Again, so, so helpful. We found this great guy, Dave, in Portugal. He is an expat who just moved there from the US. He gave us so many great tips, and we kind of found our way to him through Pinterest, which was pretty cool. So when you are creating travel content, it's also really important that there's the travel content that is like beautiful photos, right? And then there's the travel content that's like tips, 15 restaurants in Austin to go to in 2024, or five cities in the world you have to see before you die. Whatever it is, those text overlays will really pull people in instead of just having them save a pretty picture for later. Saving pins is always a good thing that you want your pinner to do, but you want them to save it with an intention of acting on it later. And we see this with beautiful photos sometimes, is that they'll get a lot of saves, but not a lot of clicks. So when it comes to travel, experiment with both no text overlay and text overlay. Also, the speed up videos as people are like going through the city, I love those. Those give such good context of where you're traveling. It helps people get the lay of the land, and it's short form video that people really love. Okay, so let's cover those top five ones again. It is home decor, DIY and crafts, food and drink, fashion and beauty, and travel. So like I said in the beginning, when you go to evaluate whether or not leaning into Pinterest marketing education is right for you, whether it's a course or whether it's something like we just launched our Inner Circle, which is like mastermind, course, and coaching kind of all put in together. What you want to ask yourself is, does this person teaching have experience with more than just the top five? And especially if you're not in the top five, maybe you're a little bit more obscure, or maybe you're a little more, you're B2B, or you're, you know, there's a lot of different things there. In fact, I would even argue with that last one that I covered with travel, B2B and B2C are embedded in there. We recently met with somebody who does tours around a particular location. That is very much a B2C, but there might even be somebody who does tours for corporate groups or team building experiences. They're targeting B2B. So really evaluate who you want to learn from, how you want to learn, and how you can compare your stats to somebody in your same niche. Now, if you are in the top five, congratulations. You are probably getting a greater share of activity that comes from Pinterest. So the challenge for you in a sometimes saturated niche is to find a way to stand out. So one of the things I highly suggest that you do is go onto Pinterest, put in all the search terms that you think people are searching to find your particular content, and see what's out there. See who your competitors are. See what they're talking about, and start to begin to plan your content out for the next couple of months so that you can either compete with them, or you can just have a little bit of a tilt that kind of is adjacent to what they're talking about, that maybe other people might be searching, or maybe there's a different way that to write the word. Who knows? I think it's just really important to do the due diligence to search in your niche to see what's already happening over on Pinterest. Alrighty, as always, we would love your feedback. If you would leave a review for us, Simple Pin Podcast is 8 years old almost. I can hardly believe it. We would love if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. And then if you want to leave us a review on Apple to let us know what you think of the podcast, we would be so honored. It takes less than 30 seconds, helps other people know that this is the podcast to listen to or Pinterest marketing. Proud to say we hit 3 million downloads, which is just bonkers. I can't even believe it. So we are gunning for 4 million, and it cannot be done without your help. So thank you so much for listening to the Simple Pin Podcast this week. If you ever have any questions, reach out to us on Instagram. We are @Simple Pin Media, and we would love to connect with you. Thanks so much for listening.